This is Gross Anatomy, where pop culture meets health culture. Let's get to it.
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
I just, I was watching a trailer of a show called The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy. It's an animated show, and I saw a billboard for it, and I think that should be a homework assignment of ours to watch. Not that I'm a big animated show fan, although I do love...
I don't know that I can commit to that homework.
No, I know, but it's with... It's an interesting cast. It's Stephanie Sue, Kieran Culkin, Natasha Lyonne, Kiki Palmer, Maya Rudolph, Sam Smith.
That's
so it's
insane.
An interesting cast, yeah.
And they're all doing like voice work because it's animated?
Yeah, they're all doing voice work because it's animated. So I saw a billboard. I feel we should at least watch the pilot. And there you go. Welcome to Gross Anatomy, everybody.
And there you go. Welcome
and
to Gross Anatomy. We're starting at the end today with shows we're interested in.
Well, I don't know if I'm interested in it, but I think it's worth a watch.
Okay.
Just so we could talk about it because it's talking about hospitals. But more importantly, Allie, it was your birthday yesterday.
It was. I'm 28 now.
No.
Yep.
No, you're practically 30.
I'm practically 30.
Wow.
Isn't that
you're
wild?
You're practically my age now.
Yeah, we're close now. We're getting closer every year.
You're
moving backwards and I'm moving forwards. It's
exactly.
Crazy things happening.
Wow, you're more than half my age now. Finally.
Finally.
Exactly. Well, happy, happy birthday. You did
Thank
a whole
you.
Lot of stuff, didn't you?
I did. Rachel spoiled me, which was... per usual, and I felt very lucky and loved. I woke
Rachel,
up with
we're
some
doing
gifts.
The podcast now.
I know. It's like I tell her, and then I'll start talking to you, and she just responds to me. And I'm like...
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's like Bernice. Bernice likes text talking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a texter. I don't text talk, but she loves text talking. So she'll like be... I'll think she's talking to me, and I'll start talking. She's like, I'm text talking. You know, shut up. You know,
and then it'll start typing what you're saying, too.
Exactly.
So that's why she gets so annoyed.
Right.
I understand her. Bernice, I support you.
Yeah. Okay, good. Fine. All right. So tell us about your birthday. Big 28.
Honestly, I don't have a lot to say. It was a fun, nice day.
Good. You went to Erewhon.
Yeah, I went to Erewhon. I love Erewhon. I got my free member smoothie.
Ooh.
We went to Ulta and I got my birthday gift because they give you a birthday gift.
What's Ulta?
It's like Sephora.
Ah.
Yeah.
What did you get?
Body butter.
Body butter.
Travel size. So next time we go on a trip, I can have my lotion on hand. No stress. And we did actually book a flight. That was kind of the highlight.
To just a random flight. Hey, let's just book a flight.
No, not just a random flight. We booked a flight to London for the first leg of our trip before Tuscany this summer. So we're getting closer to arriving
closer
at
to
your
Tuscany.
Daughter's wedding. Yeah,
it's really happening.
Okay, we're hopping on to some trends this week. Unless you have anything to share for the week,
other than sharing
any
all that
updates.
Well, the only other update is the wedding. The wedding is on.
And the wedding is on.
Because the bachelorette party happened that I heard you weren't able to make it to.
I know I wasn't. It's too much. There's lots of travel coming up. And
a lot of travel.
Yeah. I wanted to save the PTO and all the things for the big trip.
Yes. That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
But it looked amazing. And I love to see it all go down.
Yeah. And it's a go.
It's a go. I couldn't be more excited. So shout out to Liat and Lucas. That's today's theme.
And Lucas is there now on his bachelor party.
I know. I love that they're one after the other.
At the same place.
I know.
Do you think the girls left something for the boys there, like deliberately, like a funny thing?
They better have.
Yeah.
So today, I have some questions for you. Some trends that I want to know if you think they're real or fake.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm already saying I don't know. But
you already don't
see.
Know about these? Okay. The first one that I've been hearing about and that I think we've all seen is a grounding shoe. Have you heard of a grounding shoe?
I heard of the Groundlings, and I'm very proud that you went to the Groundlings.
Yes.
But I love that you went to the Groundlings. I think
Thank you. That's awesome. I should go back.
You should go back. Yeah. That's awesome.
The grounding shoe.
The groundlings came up with a shoe?
The grounding
yes.
shoe.
I'm being silly today.
I know. You're just really, you're stretching it out with that
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
So it first made me think of the like barefoot hikers that you see. Have you ever seen that? Like people hiking
like
barefoot.
Really like, barefoot?
Yeah. Like in Sedona, there was a lot of people doing that. But here I see it too sometimes.
Yeah. Actually, interesting. We were in Panama and we were going through the forest with this guy and he was barefoot like through the, and there were red ants and this and that. And I was like, whoa. It was impressive.
So people do it. It is a thing. So you've seen it. It's such
so.
A thing. It's called grounding. A lot of people will do it mostly. I know the trend is to be barefoot or have a grounding shoe now that kind of you feel like you're wearing a shoe, but you're still getting the benefits of grounding yourself with the earth. Because they're saying we used to do this thing where we touch nature, hugging trees, feet in the sand, feet in the dirt. And it was actually really good for us.
Yeah.
So I saw a ton of people doing this in Sedona, but that was also specific, I think, because of Sedona has vortexes, which I think we've talked about a bit. But outside of that, there are these shoes that have thin soles made from a conductive material so that you can transfer whatever electric charges people believe to be getting between the ground and your feet. So it's trending. If that's something you believe in, you don't have to go barefoot and stick out in public. You could get these shoes.
I don't know about those shoes. Have you ever seen those people with the like sock shoes? You know, the shoes that kind of fit your toes and stuff like that?
Yeah. And I have heard of those. I saw those first for like running and cross country. And then I think that I saw people just wearing them because a lot of people think it's good to spread out your toes. Like shoes constrict your toes.
Yeah.
It's bad for your feet. So I've heard of that too.
Yeah.
We need to have a podiatrist on for this episode.
That's true. We should.
If you know one, let's find them.
I know some podiatrists, but
I bet you do.
Yeah. Bernice is a big barefoot person, though.
Oh, really?
She loves like walking anywhere barefoot. She's a huge barefoot person. There's definitely something to, you know, feeling your feet against the earth for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if everyone believes this, but I know even it kind of made me think of how when we used to get food from obviously the ground and we were getting it directly from the dirt, there was supposed to be good things we're getting from the soil. So I can believe that touching that is good and that we're not touching it anymore. And people believe to come back to sort of our roots, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, what's your favorite thing to walk barefoot on?
Oh, I mean, I haven't really practiced it. In my head, it would be like soft soil, not muddy.
Not like, the beach, not sand?
But that's what I'm saying. I was going to say the knee-jerk reaction is always going to be sand because that's the only place I've really walked barefoot. I haven't hiked barefoot or done anything else barefoot.
So you've never walked barefoot on a golf course, on a green, on a putting green?
No, because I don't golf.
Me neither. Oh. But you know, occasionally you'll go to like a place, you'll stay at a place that has a golf course and you'll walk through on the golf course barefoot. You've never done that?
No, I've never. I mean, I did stay at a place with a golf course and I definitely walked through grass barefoot, like as a kid, you know, in my own yard and was lucky enough to grow up with a yard I could walk around in. But I think I actually am allergic to grass. So it always kind of made me itchy.
Oh, yeah.
So I never had that same feeling. I don't think that you're.
But there's a putting green part of a golf course is so beautifully manicured and it feels so good under your feet.
Okay.
So if you ever get a chance, if you ever like stumble upon a golf course, take off your shoes and walk across the putting green. That's a fun feeling.
We need
too.
To maybe schedule that. Maybe we need to go to a golf course and we need to walk around barefoot and get some content.
Exactly. For
Give
sure.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, it's great. If you ever go to Ojai, have you ever been to the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa?
Because
they have a golf course there on the thing. And we don't play golf, but I love walking on that putting green there.
I have heard great things about Ojai, so it's definitely next on my list.
It's close. Yeah, it's really
so close.
Ojai's great. And my thing about walking barefoot these days is, at my house, we have grass, is we have three dogs. And Bernice still doesn't mind walking on grass. Like she's like, yeah, if I step in poop, whatever. I don't want to step in poop.
Yeah. Or a bee. My fear is a bee.
Oh, really? I don't mind the bee so much. I just don't want to step in poop.
Yeah, you have a lot of dogs. That's
I have
different.
A lot of dogs, yeah. And then we have guest dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's
that's
my thing.
Stepping in poop is like, it's pretty
Nobody
bad.
Nobody likes it. Yeah,
one likes it. But you can just hose your foot off. I get what she's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
she's
you
like,
live.
It doesn't bother her, the whole possibility of stepping in poop.
Okay, well, I'm saying real on grounding shoe. I'm into it.
Right. I'm saying real on walking barefoot. Grounding shoe.
Oh, we don't. Okay, I feel you. No, maybe I'm with you. I'm with you on barefoot.
Yeah, I think barefoot, there's definitely something to it. I think just in terms of the senses, I don't think there's, what's that movie with the Avatar? Mm. You know, it's not like Avatar where
there's like electricity, like
and the whole
between you and the earth.
Yeah, although maybe there is.
I kind of believe it. Yeah,
I don't mind it.
I'm a little witchy. I'm into that stuff. I think we're connected. Yeah. I feel like it's good for us. I definitely felt a little something at the vortexes, and everyone says when you're there, that's where you really should either be barefoot or like sit on the stone or the rock, because you'll feel. My fingers tingled a little, and that's apparently really normal.
Nice. Or that's because you have a neck problem.
No, because it only happened there, never before or after. So that was unique to that experience. But maybe.
You know what?
There's always a theory.
It makes me think of when I was a kid, I did karate as a kid, and our dojo would put on a once a year show. And I remember this woman who was advanced in our karate system was giving her demonstration, and someone was like, just lifted her up off of the ground, showing how light she was. And then they said, okay, now the karate woman did her focused thing that she did, mm-hmm. and had someone else come up and try to lift her, and they couldn't lift her because she was so
dense.
In
tune, she was making herself
with no, she didn't do anything other than like meditative and harness the ground. To this day, I still think about that, and I wonder, was it an illusion or something real? Or
no, I think you can control your body. I mean, I was a cheerleader and I was a flyer. And if you feel like dead weight, if you're not holding your body like tight and flexing, nobody could have picked me up on my team. If I was like, but if I'm like standing strong and my joints are locked and I'm flexing, and it was so much easier for them.
Really? Well, this was like a muscle person couldn't even get her even a drop from her flat feet off the ground. It was
that's
the coolest
interesting.
Thing.
Yeah, I'd have to see it, because I think the body language stuff I could understand. Like if I made my body like limp and heavy and really like felt that, I think it would be so much more difficult than if I was holding myself really strong. And I think it's a lot easier.
Mm. This I think was more like
almost
karate,
like acro yoga.
Yeah, this was like karate meditative kind of thing. And it was cool.
That is cool.
She was barefoot.
Of course she was.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I feel like they're always barefoot in karate. There's got to be something to that.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, my next one is, and I know you're not going to like this one because it's not vegan. So I'm already saying fake for you.
Right.
Clear whey isolate. It's a whey protein. It kind of just reminds me of people who are lactose intolerant having milk without the lactose. It's like just have the thing that isn't milk. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like it says it's removing lactose, fat, and carbohydrates found in whey. So that it's better for you, it's cleaner, whatever. Yeah. And it's trending big time right now. So I kind of think fake.
Yeah, or just a fad, you know, the next
fad. Just a fad, yeah. Or totally. Like not fake, like I'm not saying it's bad for you, I'm not behind it. In my head, I'm like, if you need to take all those things out, maybe try a different one. And bunch of other ones came up when I looked. I mean, there's so many, like pea protein, sesame protein, chickpea protein, mushroom protein. There's all the things, so.
I'm a bigger fan of all those things.
Okay. So we're saying not for us.
Not for us. Okay, we don't recommend.
The last one that I'm the most interested in is the migraine mask. Have you ever had a migraine?
I do get migraines. Do you get migraines?
I used to. Do you know what causes them?
Nobody really totally knows why they're caused.
They're medical mysteries?
A little bit. I mean, there's definitely a familial component to them. My mom used to get them.
My dad.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks,
Mom.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. And it could be like some kind of autoimmune-ish thing, but there's really not a lot. Did you find any research of why we get them?
No, I do want to dig deeper into that, actually. Maybe I'll just see even if,
you know, some
if
people
there's
think,
like my AI has like a short answer now that I have AI in my Google.
Yeah, we don't really know.
It could comes be up like, with genetic. Yeah, it says genetic, estrogen, premenstruation. Okay, so that kind of, it used to happen to me while I was in puberty.
Yeah.
And then I haven't had one since.
Wow, you're lucky. That's great.
So that's what I thought.
What do we have to throw salt over our shoulder to make sure you don't get them?
Yeah, left
hand side. We spit, right?
But there's other things that it says, but that's one of the first things. That was my hunch based on my own life experience that I have no medical knowledge of.
Yeah.
But I always thought like, oh, it was so specific to me being like an adolescent, middle school, young high school. And my siblings as well. And I don't think any of them get them anymore. And my dad said he got them around that age.
Wow.
And has had like once as an adult or like two.
Wow, that's
like
it's amazing. Rare. Yeah. I do think there's a diet component to it a little bit, how we eat, what we eat, whether it's caffeine to some degree or whether it's like sulfites possibly a little bit. Sugars, I think.
Same as what you're saying here, like kind of could be any of those things. Could be certain food or drink, could be hormonal changes.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. It seems like one of those kind of...
Yeah. Sometimes it's stress. Sometimes it's dehydration. I mean, it's multifactorial a little bit in terms of the triggers. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first time you had one?
Yes, because I mean, I know everyone has different symptoms. I see spots right before I get it.
Yeah.
So I thought I had looked at a light bulb for too long and I was like seeing it everywhere.
Yes.
And then I just remember that being like such a weird feeling, but it wasn't going away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was yours similar?
Yeah, mine, it starts with a vision thing too. And I remember the first time I was also like an adolescent and I was, here's how old I am. I was playing with my Apple II Plus computer, which was the original Apple computer. And Apple II, you know, was this big giant thing that was in my parents' room. And I was doing like computer programming. I was an early computer nerd geek. But then unfortunately, I wasn't smart enough to realize, you know, that I could have tried to be like a Sergey Brin.
Do you think the computer contributed?
I don't know.
Sometimes I think, I don't know if that might be my weird.
Screens, yeah.
Yeah, that's my weird hunch too. I always thought puberty and then also like the screen stuff.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, I had a blind spot in my thing. And I thought it was cool. And I was kind of playing with it a little. And, you know, and then the headache came and the nausea.
It's not fun.
No, it's so not fun.
The weird thing is I didn't really understand. So the only thing that really worked for me was Excedrin. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand that was just a lot of caffeine.
Mm. No, and it's also, isn't there Excedrin also as...
like, I'm sure it has the same things as like aspirin or Advil do. But in addition to that, it has like a ton of caffeine, right?
Right.
So you could effectively probably just take a few Advil and then a lot of coffee and it would be similar. Yeah. Is migraine medication special?
So these days there's actually more specific types of migraine medicines. There weren't back in the day, but they were just starting to be some when I was a kid. And now there are even more specific ones that supposedly were. And there's Botox even as like a preventative thing, Botox into the forehead. So people have amazing, you know, no non-wrinkle brows, but also...
And also...
Right. It helps with headaches, supposedly.
Two birds, one stone with that.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I never tried. I didn't have it frequently enough to start trying the fancy things. Mm-hmm. But also I would do the caffeine and tons of Tylenol. But back in the day, my headaches were excruciating. The only thing that really worked was me going into a shower and just sitting with the cool water hitting my head. And I would stay in the shower the whole time until I felt a little bit good enough to go into a dark room and try to sleep it off in pain. And I could, the pain
just like pitch black. Yeah. I remember having Excedrin and then just like laying in a room.
Right. Cause noise would disturbing and sound and light, everything bugged me.
Okay. So this will kind of go hand in hand with, I looked up the caffeine thing and it goes hand in hand with the trend that I was going to bring up, which is these cold masks for migraines.
Yeah.
They both are constricting your blood vessels.
Right.
And that's what's helping because, I mean, I wouldn't understand. So what helps with a headache or a migraine would be constricting the blood vessels because maybe there's too much while you're having that pain or it's swollen vibes. I don't know. I don't know.
But interestingly, you know, men who take Viagra or Cialis to get erections.
Do they get migraines?
They get headaches sometimes.
Oh,
my
gosh.
What happens is one of the side effects is it dilates the blood vessels.
We just cracked the whole code.
Right. It dilates the blood vessels and that of the head and everywhere, the big and the little head, and it causes headaches. So the thinking is with caffeine and the cold
therapy,
it constricts the blood vessels and maybe, I don't know how that decreases the headache, whereas dilated I don't totally understand that.
But I see them on TikTok, but if anyone hasn't seen them, you can look up a migraine mask or a migraine device and take them out of the freezer and just kind of like slip them over your head and your eyes, which I think also that dark is probably really nice.
Right.
A lot of people use them for hangovers, which is a similar, any sort of pounding headache, it seems that like that cold.
Right. It's really soothing helps. Also. Yeah. It's soothing. And that's why for me, being under the shower would kind of help. These days, when I get a migraine, what I actually do is I rub topical numbing cream, you know, that dermatologists will use. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll rub numbing cream across my, you know, from my temple to my temple, all across my forehead.
Does that work?
It does help. And
you think someone could do that with like Orajel or something? Or does it need to be like nice stuff?
No, I think it could be over-the-counter numbing medicine, I think. Okay. Even. Yeah. And that, believe it or not, that really helps, even though the only thing you really have to be careful is not to touch yourself, because then it'll get on your fingers. And if you touch things, it's not good.
You're going to numb yourself.
Yeah.
Other places. Or
especially if it goes in your mouth and things like that. So you have to be careful. And I use a ton of Advil and Tylenol.
Okay. Doctor's orders, Advil and Tylenol.
A ton of it, like high dose.
Maybe not a ton. That feels so loose.
1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen, you know, so it's 2 extra strengths, and then 800 of ibuprofen.
And then an ice pack and some caffeine and put yourself to sleep.
And the numbing cream on your forehead. Yeah.
Also, it said, I mean, and when I was looking up these migraine masks, it said that it, as in the internet, said that your brain is then kind of registering like, oh, this is cold, instead of focusing on the pain. So it's kind of a little bit of distraction, it seems.
Which is definitely
helps
good.
With everything.
Do you ever go to the dentist to get a tooth? Have you ever had a cavity filled?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah. So do you know certain dentists, when they give you the numbing medicine, the Novocaine, have you ever had it where they'll shake your cheek?
Yes. Yeah.
And do you know why they do that?
To distract you, I'm guessing.
It distracts the nerves. You know, it's the same nerve that goes into the cheek also goes into your teeth and gums.
Oh, so, I always wondered. They were like,
yeah.
I thought it was like helping it go in or something.
No. So what they're doing is that nerve is busy. You're just feeling the shaking of the nerve, and that nerve is now distracted, so you don't feel the pain from the numbing medicine.
Wow. The dentist who I see, who I am very loyal to because I have had horrible experiences with the dentist, but they're lovely. They have a needle that vibrates.
Yes.
So whenever I go in there to get something done, it's just a little bit less painful, that part. Yeah. It helps that it's vibrating and I'm distracted and it doesn't hurt as much.
Right. It's
and
the same mechanism.
Now I know why. Yeah. I always just thought it was distracting me, kind of.
Right. And so sometimes when I'm doing a procedure on a patient, especially if they're awake or just sedated, and I'm injecting numbing medicine first, we have what's called dermatomes, which is the region that the nerves supply to like a patch of your whole skin and stuff. So you could kind of do the same thing. You could kind of scratch that area. So sometimes I'll numb them. While I'm numbing them, I'll use my other hand to scratch them. So they're just distracting that dermatome. Yeah. They're just feeling the scratching and not feeling the injection, which is cool science.
Interesting. Yeah. I would have never have thought of it that way.
Yeah. You looked up, and I didn't check your data, but about the migraine mask.
Oh.
You said, is there a rise? There is actually a rise in migraines?
Oh, approximately 50% of migraine problems now fall under the moderate to severe category compared to 2004. So
you said migraines are becoming more prevalent in the U.S. That means they're more common, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess they are. You're reading my outlines more carefully than I am.
Yeah, I read
that. I mean, I must have read that they're getting more, because I mean, if these are selling so well and people are saying that their migraines are more severe, moderate to severe than they had been in the past, that makes sense. I wonder why people would be getting, my guess is going to be the tech, why people are getting more migraines.
The what?
Our tech, we're looking at like flashing lights all day. And I know that can be a trigger.
I think you're right. The other thing that's interesting that I've noticed personally for myself and migraines is this year I've had more migraines than I have in a while.
Or
in the last year and a half, 2 years even. And the only thing that I could notice that's new about me in the last year or two is I've been on and off Ozempic.
I was not going to say it, but I was thinking.
Were you?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, I know you did that. I wonder if that's a possible side effect.
And I was wondering that too. And
why
and
would we think it would be?
I don't know. And
but
so
that's
it'll
the
be
only thing you've changed.
Pretty. That's the only thing that's been consistently newish in my life the last 2 years that I've been on and off it. And I'm wondering if that's Bernice
Are
doesn't
you more
want
stressed?
Me on it. Yeah, maybe more. Some things I'm more stressed about, some things I'm less stressed about. So it's hard to say for sure. My computer use is the same.
Yeah.
My eating, if anything, I think is better.
Or is it just less? Maybe you're like,
I don't know.
You know, is it better or is it just less?
What, my
eating?
That's
what I wonder. Yeah. When people are on Ozempic, I'm like, are you eating healthier or just fewer calories?
No, over the last few, no, because I'm plant-based, I mean, I eat better and healthier.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
And I,
that's
I look
been
at
10
my
years now for you about, right?
Yeah.
Or no,
yeah.
Maybe a little, like 8.
Since you were freshman in college.
Freshman, then 10. Yeah, I'm 28.
Yeah.
As of yesterday, so.
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I think I look at ingredients and things more. So
that's good.
Yeah, but yet my migraines over the last few years have gone up. So I think it might be, as much as I'm a big Ozempic fan as of now, in general for people.
You kind of think maybe it's connected.
I'm wondering, there definitely are side effects and there's definitely
stuff. Of course.
Stuff, and we're going to find more and more stuff. And I'm wondering, is migraines something? So
I wonder if anyone else is experiencing that. Write into us.
Yes.
Tell us on Instagram or email us or whatever. Go to our link in bio, contact us. I'm curious.
Me too.
Is anyone else getting migraines who's on Ozempic?
Exactly.
That would be interesting to hear.
Yeah. But the only nice thing about my migraines is when I was younger, it was the headaches were excruciating and I would get nausea too. The nausea I haven't had in years when I get a migraine.
Okay.
But now the headaches are fairly mild and it's just that visual disturbance until it gets better.
And no nausea?
Thank God, no. It's okay, really
good.
Just visual and a little bit of a headache. And it kind of knocks me down a little. It's weird, wacky stuff.
Well, I'm sorry about the migraines. I didn't know that they were back.
But I look fabulous.
Yeah. You know, there's a trade-off for everything.
There is a trade-off.
Pick your poison.
I know. And I'm wondering, is Ozempic going to be like here to stay for people as like a low maintenance dose? I'm still trying to figure it out for myself. You know, I went off it for a while and then I noticed I quickly feel like at one point I put 10 pounds right back on.
Really 10 or did it just feel like 10?
I don't know. It's hard to say for sure, but and maybe I wasn't working out as much, but I do notice that Ozempic, it's not just food. You know, it limits cravings, but it also, I don't know, there's more to it. And I think the data and the things with Ozempic, more and more stuff's going to come out.
Because it's newer and people, more people are taking it now. So there's going to be different side effects.
People think it's beneficial in women with polycystic ovary syndrome. So there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out.
That piques my interest. I feel like that's such a thing that's like such an issue.
Yeah, for sure. So it's going to be really interesting to see as the data comes out over the next bunch of years.
Well, did you try anything new this week?
You know what's funny? Now I think of you anytime I do the oil pulling thing.
That's still kind of new for you.
But this morning, you know what I did? How come no one does toothpaste pulling? So today,
it's too thick, I feel like.
I did toothpaste pulling and I was thinking of you. So for like 10 minutes, I put a little bit of toothpaste in my mouth and said,
just use mouthwash, right? I think you just invented mouthwash.
No, but the toothpaste is Sensodyne, which helps with pain too. So
yeah, but they have sensitive mouthwash, right? You couldn't make your own.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was doing an experimentation of toothpaste pulling.
Okay.
And I was thinking of you when I was toothpaste.
So that's new. I don't know if I'm going to recommend that to everyone, but maybe try it. Yeah, that sounds like a lot more work, honestly, to get the toothpaste off and be the texture you need it to be to swish it around.
I don't know. I think don't knock it till you try it.
I tried a new herb. I went to, or I guess it's a root. No, it's an herb and a root. I went to, do you remember Allie who came on the podcast? She started My Wellco, which was like wellness cocktails.
Yeah.
So she was at an event and I went to go see her wellness cocktails and they were gorgeous.
Wow. Thanks
and,
for inviting me.
Well, it was a last minute decision Sunday.
Fine.
And, I just needed to swing by. So I went and what Will maybe you'll want to try is she had a cocktail with kana in it, which I hadn't heard of. It's kana. An herb from South Africa, and it's supposed to make you feel kind of euphoric.
Ooh.
And she was asking me like if I was feeling the kana, and I was like, is it really that fast? I was just drinking a non-alcoholic cocktail in like 10 to 15 minutes. And I was like, I don't know, who's to say? And then when I was driving home, I was like, I do feel pretty happy. And I wasn't in a great mood before I got there. So I don't know if that's just being in the social setting and hanging out with a friend, or really I was feeling kind of relaxed and happy after. So if
How do you spell Kanna?
K-A-N-N-A.
K-A-N-N-A. Is it like coffee family kind of thing? Because it sounds like Kona.
No, it's not. Uh-huh. It doesn't have to do with coffee. It's really just historical plant medicine from South Africa that I guess has been used for a really long time, but maybe we're just now kind of learning about here. But it sounds like it's been used to treat mental health issues for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I still periodically, I don't do it regularly, but I told you, I bought some of those mushroom gummies. They were lion's mane. Mm-hmm. So every now and then I'll take them, but I don't know. Are you on them regularly?
So I was using mud water, which had it in my matcha. And then I went to buy it the other day, noticed it was $42 for like a really small thing. And was like, I guess I just won't get this today. Yeah. But then Rachel did get sent. Let me read the name of it because we should give them a shout out. She got sent some mushroom hot chocolate. That it's Ooh. in the hot cocoa here. It's Ooh. Called Ryze, R-Y-Z-E. Ooh. And it looks really cool. So I'm going to try that tonight.
Wow. There's
all these things to help you relax. Melatonin, L-theanine, glycine, reishi, cacao, chicory. So this is going to be my try something new.
Wait, hold it up. Let me see it.
Okay.
Hold it up. Let me see
We're making this tonight. And then the other thing I tried was I watched Priscilla on my plane ride.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
Elvis.
Oh, right.
Priscilla Presley. Yeah. And it was really intense and made me feel a lot of things for her. She was like 14 when she met him and he was in his 20s. It was kind of insane.
Kind of yucky.
Yeah. A good watch though. But they don't really demonize him in the way that he doesn't seem like creepy. And she also looks so much older, which even the pictures of her, you're like, that does not look like a 14-year-old. It's kind of insane.
And they were really in love,
right? He is 14.
Were they in
real
love?
Yeah, but it's hard to say. I think it's very controversial to say, like, is a 14-year-old in love?
I know.
Like, we were all in love when we were 14.
Kind of yucky.
20-year-old. Yeah, so it was interesting to see her transition into being her iconic self. So that was a really good intense watch, and I definitely recommend it. I liked it. It's not the most uplifting. It is like it, you know, it has happy ending vibes, but it definitely was like heavier.
Mm. Bernice this week went to go see Madonna.
Oh,
yeah, cool. She went with one of her girlfriends to go see Madonna,
and
she said it was great.
It? Okay,
she said it was great. It ended at like she got home at 2 a.m.
Wow,
yeah.
Are you gonna see Dune?
I do want to see Dune, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I want to see Dune too.
Yeah. I also want to see the Bob Marley movie.
Oh, me too. We've talked about that one.
Yeah. And then I also want to see Shogun, the Netflix, I think it's on Netflix. And it's a remake of something that was on, I'm pretty sure, in the 70s or 80s. Bernice is like, what's it about? And I think it's kind of like the movie The Last Samurai by Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing this on Hulu. It's Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, Hulu.
Yeah.
It looks, I remember watching it back then and liking it as a kid.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of that kind of vibe feel is like Last Samurai, you know, some guy isn't supposed to be there and then kind of becomes part of this, you know, part of the Shogun. And I think, so I kind of want to watch that.
You'll have to give us a recap when you've started it so you can tell us, because I'm not watching it until you watch it. You're the guinea pig on this one.
Okay. But the other thing Bernice and I discovered, and I think we discovered it, you know, the reason we discovered it is kind of because we podcast, and it led me to listen to a podcast, which is Smartless. And
yes, love Smartless.
And because of Smartless, Bernice and I kind of just stumbled upon Arrested Development.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever watched Arrested Development?
I have, but not consecutively and not in a long time. I should sit down and watch it. It's one of the best shows. I just have never sat down truly and watched from start to finish.
And it's so ridiculously funny, stupid. It's great. And so we're watching Arrested Development. We've been binging the crap out of it.
That's good to know. I probably should do the same. I feel like it's a cult classic.
It really is.
Show we should all have seen.
And all those actors are so
hilarious.
Great.
Yeah. Amazing.
And
yeah.
Portia de Rossi is amazing. I didn't even realize what a wonderful, funny actress she is. You know, that's Ellen DeGeneres' wife.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really seen her in much.
I know.
That's a good point.
And she's wonderful. And you're like, wow, talent, like just hysterical. And then obviously Jason Bateman and
yeah, you gotta love him.
And what's his name?
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
Yeah.
And Michael Cera.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Now I can only think of Sarave when I think of him. Did you see all that?
No.
I can't even get into it. It's too much. But
some ridiculous commercial thing?
No, he was a
skin.
It was like a PR stunt, but he had been writing his Michael. People saw him in CVS writing Michael over CeraVe skincare, like on the bottles.
Right.
And there was this big debate. It went viral because people thought it was funny. And then they were also like, is this for PR or is he just out in the world doing this?
Yeah.
And it ultimately ended up being, I think, PR, because then CeraVe had this big campaign in the Super Bowl, perfect timing. It was right before that. But now every time I hear of Michael Cera, I think CeraVe. And
right.
They did a good job because it worked.
Yeah. And then the other thing we finally watched, Bernice and I and Izzy, we watched Anyone But You.
Oh, was it good?
It was fun and silly. You know, that rom-com with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah,
Lennon
I'm not
Poe.
Really interested, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like silly rom-coms. What I really liked about that movie was watching the people my age who were, you know, who played the parents, who were, you know, back in my day, mm-hmm. were the heartthrobs. Dermot Mulroney played the dad, and he was in the movie with Julia Roberts, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Okay.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, it's been so long, but yes.
But it was
funny. It just reminded me of a rom-com trailer that Rachel had me watch this morning, because the trailer came out yesterday. And
which
is
movie?
It's called The Idea of You. It's with Anne Hathaway, which she also hasn't been in a rom-com in a very long time.
Yeah.
It looks really good. You should watch
Does
the
it?
Trailer.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
good in the way that, like, if you're in, I don't usually like rom-coms, and I was
I
like, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't usually, I wouldn't watch the Sydney Sweeney one, nothing against her. I'm just like,
no,
it doesn't look funny even.
Yeah, it's not going to, I mean, it's funny, silly.
Yeah.
It's not going to add to your life at all.
Oh, they're calling it a romantic dramedy. Just in case I'm getting it wrong with the rom-com. But The Idea of You, watch the trailer. It looks good.
I'm a big fan of Anne Hathaway, though.
Me too. Me too, exactly. I feel like she can make a rom-com not cheesy.
Yeah.
That's right. But like, I think I'm not as good at the slapsticky stuff. I start to get annoyed. But not that I should. If you're in it and you think it's funny and you love it. But I think she would be good for that, where I could still stay in the plot and not get lost in like the like campy cheesiness of it.
Princess Diaries.
Love Princess Diaries. We grew up with her. We love her.
Exactly.
We should end on that high note.
And there you go. We should end on this high note. No,
No, we're not singers.
No. Well,
I hope Annie cuts that. And if she doesn't, you're welcome, everyone.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Actually, you know, it's funny. Speaking of that, I know you wanted to end, but you know, I like to sing. You've heard me sing like the Jewish songs, you know,
course,
at Shabbat and stuff. And I like to sing. Bernice likes to sing too. Bernice has an amazing voice, the master injector. Shout out. But I like to sing in the operating room too. I used to sing way more than I do now. It's funny. The only time I'm really allowed to sing, some doctors and nurses actually appreciate my singing and let me sing. There's one nurse in the OR that is like, no, you're not allowed to sing. And I'm like, have you talked to my wife at all? Because I'm really not allowed to sing at home either, unless it's Shabbat or the Jewish holidays. And then, you know, then they have no choice and they're stuck with me singing. So.
Is the nurse feeling distracted? Is that why?
She doesn't.
She's just feeling annoyed.
She hates. No, she just thinks I have no talent, which is
weird.
Yeah.
I mean, to each their
everybody
own,
else,
I guess.
Everybody else loves it.
Do you feel that it helps you?
Sing?
Yeah, while you're operating?
Yeah, a little bit sometimes.
Like in a flow state?
No, it's more like a little bit of a release. It's,
okay.
It's kind of like a way to release.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that wouldn't even cross my mind. Of course there would need to be a release because you're standing and you're busy and you're very in it for hours.
Yeah, so it's kind of a release, yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if anyone else does that.
Some people do, but not as well as I do.
But not exactly. You heard it here first.
And there you go.
Maybe that'll get you to first class. That there singing voice.
I'm going to be singing on the planes for people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, thank you everyone for listening this week.
Thank you. Thank you. And happy birthday again, Allie.
Thank you. Hope to see you all in first class soon.
We'll all be there.
We'll all be there.
Showing skin.
No, we won't. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gross Anatomy. As a reminder, Gross Anatomy is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.